Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up, and we've got complete market details coming up when we come back in just a moment.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Well, live and feeder cattle futures were once again struggling with triple-digit losses today, pressured by further long liquidation and technical selling. At that, going on at the same time, the hog contracts were mixed, but it turned positive towards the end of the session, all that linked to profit-taking and the unwinding of bull spreads. Now, the cash cattle trade just lightly tested today with just a few dress deals reported in the north. Live bids in the south range from 119 to 121. The bids in the north a little bit higher, again, 195 to 196. Now, given the defensive tone of the board, asking prices were difficult to identify. Guesses that some steers and heifers were priced around 125 in the south, 205 plus in the north. Now, as far as the live cattle futures were concerned, call it long liquidation, technical selling, and beef demand worries, which continued to chisel deeper and deeper board discounts today. Losses so far range between 72 and 147 points. Spot June dipped to its lowest point since May 4th. Losses in beef cutouts were significantly lower today, off about $1.43. Feeder futures were getting hammered along with their live counterparts as well today. Prices generally 152 to 225 points lower. Now, corn and soybeans lower as rain moved through the Midwest today, and longer-term forecasts put cooler weather and rain in the region. The dollar was higher to recover nearly all of that it lost on Wednesday. Wheat prices were narrowly mixed during the session, but turned significantly lower at the end of the day. Rain showers could have slowed the winter wheat harvest in the plains at times again this week, but the longer-term forecast does favor dry weather. Corn prices were about 2 cents lower at the beginning of the session, ended up more along 3 to 4 cents lower here today. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.